We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and this guest is just amazing. I met her a few years ago. She is inspiring. She has a huge fan base when it comes to her books and her podcast, and soon her next podcast. I'm excited to welcome to the program Dr. Ann Kate Sullivan. Ann, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm excited here, and thanks for all your support over the years. It means a lot to me.
Absolutely. And it's great to always see an author who has that passion and drive. But before we get started in all this, why the books? Why the podcast? What is your overall mission?
Well, years ago, I started writing when I was 8. So I've been at this a long time. I won't even tell you how long, but I love writing and telling stories, and it brings life to life for me. I mean, the thing is this, even if you're doing dishes or life seems difficult in some way, you can always dream something into being, right? So I'm sitting in my mom's art studio. So I grew up in her art studio, watching her paint things and flying horses and galactic star, you know, all sorts of things. So I love the imagination. I love everything imaginal. And so every year I try to put out a new book, whether it's a fable, a fairy tale, a novel. And so, yeah, over the years, people seem to enjoy it. They've been reading, and I think there are 5 million people listening to the podcast now, Wisdom of the Ages on the Superpower Up Network. So that one's great. Right.
So you try to put your connection of art and your love of writing into your mission so that people enjoy that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I started out, actually, I used to be an agent, still act as an agent sometimes for my mom's paintings. So I loved going into the gallery and putting everything up in it and coming up with a story behind the paintings. And I think that naturally led into the telling of fairy tales. So I have the Sparkle series, which has become really popular. And I have a new one coming out this year called Whisper Angel, about an angel who doesn't know her name. So she has to visit all 4 archangels.
And through your writing, what do your fans say for you having such success as a writer? You know, different award-winning books and people and great best-selling books. What do you think is the reason that people gravitate to your writing?
Well, I try to be really uplifting. I try to be very magical and uplifting. So this book, Nimue Freeing Merlin, is a bestseller, and it was just chosen by Kirkus Reviews as one of the top 100 books of the year. So that's a really, really good thing. I think the Sparkle series in particular inspires people. I mean, children of all ages, the inner child in all of us. And so she's just on an adventure, and Sparkle has parents and grandparents. And so we meet a whole family of people who are dreamers and visionaries. And then the Legends of the Grail series, it has a Celtic background. My PhD is in Anglo-Irish literature, so Celtic mythology. And I bring a lot of the women. One thing I love about the Celtic world is that the women and men were considered equal. And so you have these really feisty characters like
right.
Scott, who was a woman who trained the Irish warrior Cuchulainn. And so anyway, so I bring these characters to life. And Nimue was actually Merlin's lover. And so we get to find out about her and how she discovers her own magic through him. So that's a fun book too. So, you know, why do people like it? I think people like to dream. I mean, We're imaginative, creative beings that can dream new realities all the time. I think we actually really need to do that this year, collectively.
We definitely need to this year, and especially going into 2022, and we'll get to that soon. As an author, when you're talking about coming up or writing the next book, where do you get your inspiration from?
Well, it's funny. I'm working on a new one right now, and more often than not, I take a bath is what happens. There's something about water and that helps open up the imagination. And they come to me, they actually come to me in sections. And so I'll dream it, I'll see it first, and then I'll start to write it. So that's the way they come. It's like the muse visits. Yeah.
So it comes to you, then you dream it. How do you dream it? That's interesting. So you go to sleep and then you wake up. So you must interpret your dreams and stuff and what you put into the reality of your books.
So I do dream. I do two different things. I write my dreams down every night. First thing I do when I wake up is write my dreams down. And sometimes books come from the dreams. I have an other world that I often dream about at night. So I have this ongoing dream journal about this other world. And then sometimes I consciously dream. Like I was saying, I'll take a bath and then I'll just be in this very quiet space that seems to help me hang out in that threshold between this world and the numinous. And then I'll write from that place. I mean, the Greeks would call it the muse visiting. So I receive my stories. I'm not the sort of person that does an outline and fills it in. They just come.
So that's amazing. And so from that, then you kind of develop it, right? You get these dreams. How do you have such vivid dreams? Because some people are not able to do that. And then they interpret their dreams the next day. How are you able to do that? Because that's a really good gift, because this is where we can really understand ourselves more and also take some of these dreams and make them reality. What do you think you are able to remember your dreams? So you write them down every day and be able to really understand the subconscious of your brain and what comes from it.
Well, I was raised by an artist and a writer. And so we, from the very, very early, I think when I was about 8, we started sharing our dreams all the time. And so it was always important for us to share our dreams. And we felt that there were messages that would come through the dreams. And so it was just a part of our family life. And always kind of surprises me when it's not part of somebody's family life. But I loved meeting people like the Mayan priests. I met a series of Mayan priests, and that's what they do too. They get up in the morning and they share what they're dreaming. And one of the reasons I think it's important, especially this year, for everybody to do, is to listen to your dreams, whether it comes from the unconscious or whether you sit quietly and something, a thought comes to you, just to share that with other people, because there's something very powerful about sharing your dreams with another. First of all, you start to see themes that are going on. And right now, of course, one of the most important things to share, I believe, are stories of hope. As people have been locked up, it's been challenging, but the more, it also has made us go inside ourselves, you know, just step inside, listen to our own dreams, our own heart, and then share from that place. So we've been in this chrysalis, and I feel that we can imagine this next year together. We can imagine some beautiful things as we come out.
You definitely can. And that's so, so, so true. And I'm just blown away that you can able to interpret those dreams and remember those dreams. What tips do you give our listeners out there and viewers to really start to remember your dreams? What should you do? How should you make sure that you can start to remember? Because some people don't dream at all. They might have a nightmare, and some days they might dream all the time. But they really don't take the time and effort into it. And I think that's the important power of the subconscious that we really have to look at.
So I think it's important. It's important for a lot of different reasons. First of all, when we listen to our dreams, we're developing our own imagination. So we're developing our own direct knowing. It's a skill set. And this is something that serves you in every aspect of your life, whether it's financial, relationship, every aspect of life it can serve. Because as you really understand your dreams, you understand your own longings, you understand the life that you're meant to live into. And I believe that what's really important in the morning, first thing, even if it's just one image, the last image you have upon wake, just write it down. And the more that you do it, the more you'll remember. And sometimes if you can't even, if that doesn't even come, just sit and see what image does come to you. And then you can work with that image too. So it's we're taught upon waking we want the ego to come together quickly. We have to start thinking about, you know, our list, our shopping list, all the things that we have to do during the day. So our ego re-solidifies. So we have to catch it in that moment between sleeping and waking, when you're still at that threshold place before the personality has taken charge again.
And then all your mind of all these different things that are going through your head. It's if you just woke up and said, oh my gosh, this was a great dream. Well, if we would really, when we wake up, remember what deep sleep, because a lot of our dreams happen and then we're awakened, right? That awakened moment is where we forget them, right? So you could be going through this awesome dream that's so vivid. And yet when you wake up and you think about something else, it's forgotten.
Yeah, you have to grab it right at that minute. It's like it's something heading out the window and you just grab it by the tail, you know? And often if you remember one image, then you'll remember the image before and you can take it back.
All right. So
go back. Yeah. And so then you might then remember an epic dream and then you've got your novel, you know?
So let's talk about your successful podcast. You mentioned it, we didn't go into it in more greater detail. We went more into your author. Now your successful podcast, you interview different amazing guests and different people and the growth of that podcast and really what the theme of it is.
So I have two now. I just started a new one, but the one I started, I guess it was 2.5 years ago. It's called Wisdom of the Ages. And the idea behind it was right before the pandemic hit. And I felt it was really important to share stories from the ancient times, from all different walks of life. Because the reason, like in the Celtic tradition, the one that I studied quite a lot, the reason that you had bards and storytellers is because they were the wisdom keepers. They would keep the stories and dreams alive during the darkest and most challenging of times. So if we remember how Skaia worked through her life, or Bridget, or any of these characters continue to live through their lives, then we can do it too. So I've had all kinds of people on, yogis that went to the Himalayas and brought the teachings back from Deskachar. I've had all kinds of people, coaches and people who empower. But I tried in that particular podcast to keep to the wisdom tradition. So also Eva Knatz is on, talks about the Norse traditions.
Okay.
And we've had Marcella Benson on, who's from South America. And there's all kinds of people from all over the world. So it's a global family. That's what we've been building, this global family of people who they come from different walks of life, but you realize in sharing the stories that the core essence is the same. You know, we all want to thrive. We all want to love. We all want to be friends, really.
No doubt. It's something really exciting when you get to talk about folk tales, different types of folklore, because it's a mysterious. It's you, if you can become one of those super characters, that is what we want to be, right? We want to be these superpowers, have these superpowers to transform society and transform everything. So by hearing these stories of these mythical characters, we're able to, in a lot of ways, see how we can build some of those characteristics and ideals in our lives to be able to be superpowers, have the superpowers in our daily life, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're on the Superpower Network. And the point is that we do have superpowers and they're real. It's just, we have to train ourselves into it. So what, you know, when we start to tap into the numinous, the dream world, that's when we start to tap our superpowers. And of course, anytime you say, I am, you're starting to activate something. I am what, you know, so this is something to also think about as you're recording your dream. What are you helping your ego develop right now? I am magical. I am free.
Exactly.
I am intelligent. I am, right, brilliant, whatever it is.
You're a superstar. I am superstar. Whatever it is, I am. So that's and because you can't really do a negative with I am, right? You could.
You can. Of course, people do it all the more in the morning. First thing you wake up, you might have a bad story in your head. And what's really great too about the imaginal world is you can just erase that story and write a new one.
True.
That's a superpower, right?
So let's talk about your new podcast. I mean, after your number one show is on the Superpowers Network, the number one show on that network and the success of all the downloads, why another podcast, Anne? Seriously, it just you just love to be able to bring your audience, your fans all over the world, such great content. Why did you decide to do this next podcast?
Well, Wisdom of the Ages is based on the past, on right. the wisdom traditions of the past. And I started feeling that this year, it's also important to think about the future. And of course, we arrive in the middle, we're speaking from the present moment right now, right? One of the great stories is of the Maitreya Buddha, who always sits in the future. And he sits in the future, reminding us to move forward, how we can move forward, how we can create new technologies, how we can create global enterprises, how we can connect as friends around the world. So he always sits there inviting us forward. So this particular podcast, the first one just came out. It's called Messages of Infinite Light. My Infinite Light authors, everybody in my publishing company speaks on it, but also visionaries from around the world, like Tanya Dawn Rekla, who's also on it, who speaks about the creation of the Superpower Network. And this particular, it's all about being totally upbeat, envisioning a new humanity. Because back to the I am, right? If we speak the I am in an empowered way, our dreams, if we throw our dreams into the future and, you know, let them be nurtured by the Maitreya Buddha, then what we can do is we collectively throw a positive energy out and we together dream solutions for the planet. You know, how my son is really busy right now helping the soil and helping the forest grow. You know, my daughter is very interested. She's also a painter. But just each person that has come on, I'm trying to think who else we have on. Eva Knatz is on, Marcella Benson will be on, Mark Whitwell. All sorts of really fascinating people are on this show. And each one shows us how to breathe into the next moment, how to imagine the next moment. And we've been in the chrysalis phase. And now we've got to figure out how we go into the imaginal phase, how we go into the butterfly phase.
It's fantastic. Yeah. And so you got to stay busy. And so the time you put into the podcast, there's a lot of work involved, right? Interview your authors.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Sure. You know this.
I know this. I know all the doing 5 hours of programming a week. Absolutely. There's a lot of moving parts and even more moving parts in 2022. And that's the exciting time. What message should you give to your listeners and viewers that are watching today? And readers about 2022, how to look at the positive of 2022, even though we're ending 2021 with some challenges in the world again, COVID again, back everywhere. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the what ifs of the world, the country, war. How do you keep a good outlook for 2022?
I think one thing to do is to look not only personally, when we look personally, we can be empowered from this place of the present moment. We can create from here. But I think it's also really important to see the overall vision. And if you go maybe into the Vedic tradition, you can see that there are cycles of time. And that if you start looking at cycles of time, you know that 2020 was a year of illness. I mean, this has been prophesized for a long time. 2021 was meant to be a year of darkness. And one of the reasons it was a year of darkness is so that we would form our chrysalis, that we would go inside, that we would really want to break free and collectively have the impulse to evolve to the next level. Now, as we go into 2022, this is the time of the new dream. This is the time when we really can start to activate our new imaginal cells, that we can move into a new level of consciousness. And it might also be challenging because it's not about staying the same. This is about being brave and dreaming big and not trying to do it on your own, but linking up with Neil Haley and listening to the Superpower Network and joining in with the people who are pioneers for the new dream.
Exactly. And that dream is there. And you just have to be able to do it and put the work in to do it and do what you love to do. And so many things that you do all the time that you love. Where can people check you out? Best place to go.
You can go to my website, which is aincatesullivan.com. So my name is spelled aincatesullivan.com. So you can go there, or you can go to infinitelightpublishing.com, or you can just Google me. I'm all over the place. Also, the Superpower Network is, I mean, if you just want to hear podcasts, it's a great place to go. There are all kinds of amazing podcasts there. Mine's Wisdom of the Ages and the Messages of Infinite Light. So I hope you'll come and listen and explore and get some Sparkle books and some Legends of the Grail books and dream in your own books too.
Well, it was fabulous having you on the show. Really like, I think the dream thing is the tip that we have to go by. And I like the idea of dream. I didn't plan on this, but I guess the universe had us talk about dreams, even though that wasn't what we planned. And 2022 is all about dream, right? So it kind of works out well. So I appreciate it. Take care.
Okay.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.